Question 717. Kvod HaRav Leth. As we now live in the high-tech internet generation, we have the ability to become ordained as a rabbi without the necessity of learning even 1 minute in a proper yeshiva. I am witness to a few of these new wave rabbis. Some never spent even one zman in yeshiva, but now after learning a little Shulchan Aruch call themselves rabbi. To be fair, there are those who are or have been engaged in true Torah learning and have as well used the internet to become ordained. My question is about those who don't have a Torah or yeshiva background. Do you feel this is a disgrace to those who have spent the time and effort and have achieved skills of learning in yeshiva? You yourself spent many years at Telshi and have a well-deserved title of rabbi. These internet rabbis call themselves rabbi as well. Are they to be looked at and respected in the same way as a rabbi who learned for years? Have we cheapened the meaning of the title rabbi? What about the people who don't realize that these rabbis are not equipped to act as true rabbis and are being ministered to or taught by them? These rabbis are not what people think they are. How should the Jewish community at large react to this? Thank you for your opinion. Anonymous Israel. Okay, the truth is that real smicha is something that is given to someone who has proved that not only he's proficient in the laws that he's being tested on, but that he is an observant person who is learned, and if questions come up, knows where to look them up or whatever, and the person who has been involved in learning, and that is the real title rabbi. And anyone can investigate to find out if someone who has the title rabbi or uses the title rabbi, people can use the title indiscriminately, check who gave them the smicha, where it came from, and know if the smicha is worth anything or not. Just similarly as a college degree, there are all kinds of colleges and mail order colleges, and a person who wants to know if the person who has a degree is really qualified can check up and find out where the degree came from or whatever. There is a concept also of smicha that was given, not to give a person that authority, but to give him encouragement or whatever, that he's accomplished something, and in some area he's given official recognition for his accomplishment. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to give his balabatim smicha for learning a certain amount of mesechtas or whatever. And he conferred upon them this smicha. It didn't mean that they were rabbis with any authority. It just meant that he gave them the recognition and the encouragement of having accomplished something in learning and being proficient in it. These smichas over the internet pretty much are the same idea. If they are abused and misused by the people who get them, then there's ways of checking up and finding out what exactly they know, what they had to know to get the smicha, how well the people who gave them the smicha knew them, and then people will react accordingly to know if that title rabbi is deserved or undeserved.